Speaking of good stuff, there's plenty of it coming up over the next 4 or 5 weeks at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium. And here to tell us all about the wonderful events going on at the aquarium, Samantha Freiberger joins us right now on the hotline. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having us.
Well, you guys have a lot of awesome things happening, not only around the 4th of July, but throughout the month of July. You guys will be extraordinarily busy. I was reading a release that you guys sent out earlier in the week about your Fun Before 4 on the 4th of July. I don't want to try and say that 10 times fast, but it sounds pretty exciting. What's going on here?
Well, that's a good kickoff to the month. 4th of July, everybody's doing their barbecue and fireworks, right? But in the heat of the day, before you get into those activities, you can come over to the aquarium. We have free parking for everyone until 4 p.m. in the parking lot. But then admission for first responders and veterans and active military is free on the 4th of July. So if you're a police officer or an EMT or a retired vet, you can come here for free on the 4th of July until 4 o'clock.
Very cool stuff. That's a great way to spend the early part of your day on the 4th. A lot of folks, of course, have the day off, so what better way to spend the holiday? No doubt about that. Well, later on in July, you guys are bringing back a wildly popular event. FinFest makes its return. What all is going down at FinFest?
Yeah, FinFest is our week-long celebration of sharks that kind of syncs up to Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. But we have three types of sharks in our main exhibit. We have sand tiger, sand bar, and nurse sharks. And so we're going to talk about them, and we're going to talk about all the other sharks there are. And there'll be aquarist talks. There'll be underwater talks with our divers who get in there 5 times a day and are, you know, scuba diving with our sharks all the time. We'll have shark crafts. We'll give out shark temporary tattoos. We have a land shark named Finn that'll come out and make appearances. We're going to have a shark scavenger hunt. So it's really a week of all things shark at the aquarium.
If you can, for just a second here, I want you to elaborate on a point I know that you guys always try to make at FinFest, and that's that FinFest helps to dispel the myths that have been created by blockbuster summer movies. Just want to give you a chance to kind of elaborate on that and what you guys mean by that.
Yeah, I think we all have a sort of irrational fear of sharks that has been engendered by movies like Jaws, or there's a big one coming out about called The Meg, I believe, that's coming out this summer with Jason Statham. And those are fun movies to watch. But then we're worried about shark attacks, or we have people that are proactively against sharks, or, you know, and a lot of sharks are endangered or threatened. Lots of sharks want nothing to do with people. The sharks in our exhibit want nothing to do with people. And so we really want to talk about the important role that sharks play in the ecosystem, the way that they are in nature, their lack of desire to be aggressive towards human beings, and, you know, just how likely is it? You're more likely to die by being smashed by an overturned vending machine or a lightning strike or hit on the head by a coconut than you are to be attacked by a shark. So it's a really unfounded fear, and there are a lot of wonderful things to respect and revere about these animals, and we really want to bring that across.
You talk about some dispelling those myths and trying to educate people a little more and understand that sharks aren't really something you have to be afraid of. What is people's fascination, do you think, with sharks? I mean, you guys doing the FinFest in coalition with Shark Week out there. Do you think some of that has to do with it?
Yeah, there are definitely things that were brought about by movies and pop culture, but there's also, I mean, they do have a giant mouthful of teeth. Many of them can lose and regain those teeth up to 30,000 in a lifetime. Those teeth, by the way, are coated with a fluoride that allows them to be cavity-free while they are there in their mouth. They look scarier than they are, and people are fascinated by that. And then we think that fascination's great, as long as it comes with a respect and an understanding of the role that they play in nature.
Samantha Freiberger with the Greater Cleveland Aquarium is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about their Fun Before 4 on the 4th of July next week, FinFest later on in July, and those are two of many events you guys have coming up in July. You also have a girls' night out on Thursday, July the 12th from 6 to 9. What's going on here?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people think about the aquarium. They think about the child and family-friendly activities we have, and that's a right thing to think. But we also do a lot of after-hours events. We do a series of beer and wine tasting events that we host called Adult Swim, and then we also host things like Girls Night Out. And Girls Night Out is a night of shopping and wine and live music by a band called Hub's Groove and boutique pop-up shops that you can go through. And so you really get after-hour access without the families and children for you and your friends. You get two glasses of wine, you get appetizers and dessert, and you get to hear a little music while you're going through. So it's an adult evening after hours to really experience everything that we have to offer. And then on the 21st of July, we're also celebrating PADI International Women's Dive Day. And I don't know if people realize, but we have divers that are in our exhibits five times a day, and they're swimming with the sharks and their eels and the stingrays all the time. And so we're going to celebrate the things that they do and explain them to the public and invite people to learn about diving as a sport and also as a career. I think a lot of people don't think that you could be a professional diver as a career in Northeast Ohio, and we have 9 women that will say otherwise on our team.
You guys also have, in conjunction with Women's Dive Day, you're giving youth ages 6 to 11 an opportunity to win free admission to the aquarium and a chance to meet one of the divers behind the scenes as well. They've got to create a 30-second video or drawing. What are the details here?
Yeah, we wanted to make sure that if you want to write something, if you want to draw something, if you want to create a video, we wanted to make it very simple for you to share what you imagine diving to be like. Hallie Minchell, who's the head of our diving program, she really wants to inspire a younger generation to see this as an activity that they might want to try. She really believes that when you dive, you learn things about focus and communication and overcoming obstacles and meeting your goals. And so she thinks that it has a lot of value for younger people, and that there are a lot of ways you can do it affordably and locally. And so what she wants to do is have kids ask her questions about diving, learn about what she does and how she does it and how she became involved at a young age. And so all you have to do is create a video or a original piece of artwork, or even write us a little paragraph, send it in. Imagine what it would be like if you were diving, and you, if your age is 6 to 11, could come in here, bring your family, get free admission to the aquarium, and then go behind the scenes and talk to Hallie directly. Ask her the questions you want to ask her. See how she gets in with the sharks every day. And I think that's a pretty fascinating and unique opportunity for a young kid.
That would be a lot of fun for those that get the opportunity to see those submissions, because, you know, curiosity gets the best of us, but the kids and their curiosity, that's a lot of fun to witness. So I would imagine that would be a lot of fun to take a look at those videos and those drawings. That should be an absolute blast. This particular event also, it draws a lot of different kinds of people, but I'd like to think that it draws a lot of divers and certified divers that visit. They're entered for a chance to win a free future shark dive?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't realize. I keep saying a lot of people don't realize. I should get the word out more, right? But we actually allow people that are certified divers to get into our shark tank. And you might say, oh, if you're a certified diver, why wouldn't I just want to get into the ocean? Well, maybe you just got certified locally at a quarry or in, you know, other waters that are local to Northeast Ohio, and you would like to experience what it might be like in the salt water. Or maybe you want to be in a tank that's controlled where you know you're going to see sharks and stingrays and moray eels because they're right next to you. Or maybe you want to be somewhere where your family can watch you in the tank, because you can bring your friends and family and they can stand on the outside of the acrylic and watch you through the acrylic do your dive. So we, on a regular basis, have certified divers, many of them who are newly certified, come dive with our team in the shark exhibit, which is 230,000 gallons, and as I said, 3 different species of shark that are right up front there with you, and have family and friends watch. So if you come to PADI International Women's Dive Day on July 21st between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., and you're a certified diver, you'll immediately be entered for a chance to come back and do that shark dive CLE experience, and you'll get a $5 off your admission that day.
Very cool stuff. Well, you guys are loaded to the gills, not only this month, but in future months. See what I did there? I knew you'd pick up on that.
Pun intended, right?
Pun fully intended. 100% intended there. And the next time we have you on, Samantha, we've got to talk about the Adult Swim. I know the last time we tried to talk about that, you mentioned, well, I'd love to talk about it, but that thing sold out in about 15 seconds because I would imagine that's a very, very popular event amongst the adults. And I know you guys have two of those Adult Swim dates lined up in the fall, don't you?
Yeah, and there are two of our more popular ones. We'll have a fall wine, and we'll have the Christmas Ales and Ciders event. So definitely, if you know, if you're listening to this and you're interested in coming out to the aquarium after hours and you would like to sample different wines or beers, depending on the focus of the event, then I suggest that you buy those tickets early because, as you said, those some are most popular events that we have. Very intimate experiences. There's like 300, 350 people here after hours, so you really have the place to yourself. And there's food, and there's these different wines and beers that you can taste and talk about with your friends. So definitely go on to our website, check it out, greatercleveandaquarium.com. Go under the Adult Swim tab and see what's coming up because those are those two, particularly in September and I believe November, those will be the ones that fill up the fastest.
Very good stuff. Samantha, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time, and let's hope that next week people take advantage of this fun before 4 on the 4th of July. I'm glad that's
absolutely
the last time I have to say it because that's a tough thing to say, but I know it's a really cool event for you guys, so hopefully you get a lot of people to come out for it.
Well, thank you very much, and enjoy your holiday and the fireworks, too.
Thank you very much, Samantha. Again, Samantha Freiberger with the Greater Cleveland Aquarium joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, lots of events coming up, not only in July, but into the fall as well. Cool, cool stuff. All right.